never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
How are you? Man, story of my life. Keep moving, gotta get back up. No doubt about that. I don't know how many times I have been knocked down in my life. More times than I want to remember. And you too? Yeah, I think so. My mom fell one time, had to get a new hip. We don't let her fall down anymore. That's not good for old people. Keep moving. Stand up. Take a step. Repeat when you fall down. Keep going until you get what you want. That's what this show's all about. Pretty simple stuff. Today, we're going to talk about what's important to you, focusing on your important, if you will, because a lot of us think we are. We're doing the things we need to be doing, but then we get out in the day and we suddenly recognize one day, we get a moment to ourselves. It's like, wait a second, I thought I was doing what's important, but I don't think I am. Yeah, happens all the time. Today's show, daily boost from motivationtomove.com, the positive boost you need every single day since 2006 doing this thing. Walking in here, got some new stuff coming up here in the next couple of weeks, and have a new podcast coming your way as well. No, I'm not going to say what it is. Zip. I talked to Nikki, who's helping me with these things, and she got all excited about it. And she said, I can help you with that. I said, okay, let's do this thing. So something new is coming for you, and give me some time to get it together. It's completely different. I will give you a hint, though. I've never done interviews. I've never done one interview on the Daily Boost podcast, not one in nearly 5,000 episodes. The next one, we're doing some interviews, and I think it's going to blow your mind. By the way, last chance. Face Your Passion is launched. If you have not seen the workshop I put out 6 weeks ago, just go to faceyourpassion.com, watch the workshop. I will tell you this. What I put on that workshop, the stuff I talk about, is the stuff that's actually really, really working in the coaching group. I did not know that. It was a marketing thing when I did it. But surprise, surprise, it worked, right? So go watch it. Go to faceyourpassion.com. Learn what I teach you there. And then if you have any interest, come join us. It's awesome. That is going away very, very soon because I'm switching up. I'll talk about that later. I'm not going to share it. No, I'm holding secrets from you back today. I'm sorry. Just got to do it. Let's talk about you. If you're game, if you have the nerve, if you're willing, if you take responsibility for yourself. Hello. Oh, no. We just lost half the audience. What, Scott? I don't want to. No, my audience actually does take responsibility for themselves. That's all that matters is results to me. When I work with you, even on this podcast, if you're listening to me, I have one job. You are investing your time in listening to me. You've downloaded, you had to sort it all out, you had to figure out what the heck he's talking about, how do I understand this guy that talks so fast. There's an investment here, could be worth tens of millions of dollars in your little 9 or 10 minutes. My mission is simple, you get at least enough to pay for your time, and maybe more than that, okay? And you should do that in life anyway. Focusing on your importance. So as a child, I grew up, I think, at a great time. I grew up in the 70s, and it was a different time. It was, we were outside playing all the time. Endless adventure, it seemed. I have just really grand memories, if you will, of how fun things were back then, and still are. I try to live that way these days. Didn't have an iPad, didn't have a phone. All I have is my friends. Didn't even have a telephone. I had to go over on the bike to see them. But we used to end the day with hide and seek. Do you play hide and seek? It was great. I can remember just playing until the sun was down. It was dead dark. My mom said, come on, you got to go to bed. And I finally, days seem to last forever. So these days, most of us, you included, and you and you and you and you are running around until the sun goes down, doing all kinds of stuff, getting a lot done, checking off that list, aren't you? But you don't take the time to ponder the bigger picture. I get it. I get it because I lived this world for a long time. I ponder the big picture for myself all the time. And I help tens of thousands of people ponder the big picture. And personal development is so confusing these days because it's complicated. You have a very rich life. You're busy. You got stuff. How can I think of the big picture when I'm looking at the small picture? Just remember this. You're always going to find time for your most important tasks. You'll eat. You'll sleep. You pay your bills, maybe. You'll feed your dog. Kind of have to do that, don't you? You take care of your kids, no matter how crazy life gets in the way. Now, how you do all that stuff, You know, like pay your bills on time, take care of your kids properly, actually feed your dog the good stuff when you're supposed to. I don't know. But listen, you're writing your legacy today. If you think it's going to get better later on, the chapter was written. Whatever you did yesterday is already in your legacy. It's already there. We're just not thinking about it, are we? Just blowing through stuff. And more we find people that are trying to figure it out. And so, by the way, life gets crazy, and at some point you will scream, something has to change. Because it's usually your dreams and your future that gets put off. I mentioned I had a client that did a pivot today, and we pivoted for 8 years now as a client. He's a personal client of mine, taking him through all kinds of things. Well, we hit the pivot today, and I told him, I said, we pivoted. We're heading that direction. You don't get to go back. But I know something that has to happen because I talked to somebody else on a call at 7 a.m. this morning. We have a 7 a.m. Wednesday call. Look, I never thought I'd be a guy that liked a 7 a.m. Wednesday call. But let me tell you what happens when you get a bunch of people together at 7 a.m. on a Wednesday. Now, some of them are over in South Africa or south of France, as it was today, or Iceland today, and some Americans too, by the way. You get people who show up in the mental space of it's 7 a.m. and this is where we are. They come to play. But what we're talking about is all the stuff that I'm piling on their plate because we're digging deep. We're taking all the elements. We're taking, frankly, an inventory, if you will, of your life and all the stuff that's driving you crazy, is keeping you busy all day long, putting it up on top. And you should do this. So I want you to think of it like this. Think of it like you hear people talk about the one thing, right? Do one thing and get rid of everything else. That's it. But and philosophically, I guess it makes sense. Yes, if I could do one thing, but Scott, how the hell can I do one thing? Have you seen my life? I got the kids. I got the dog. I got the job. I can't do one thing. You're missing the point. You're never going to do just one thing. It's not going to happen. So here's the thing. If you have 1,000 things you're trying to figure out what to do and get done and try to make sense of your life. So just imagine you have like an upside down pyramid, maybe a funnel. It looks like a funnel. So on the top is all these 1,000 things and you're trying to manage them all and you're trying to filter down to the bottom and get them out of that funnel. Okay, then I'll focus on that. That's what you're trying to do. I have learned in my life, I have not studied this. I've simply learned this because I used to do the same thing. You're never going to manage all that stuff. Stuff is going to keep coming. The more you try to manage, the more you're going to get because you're not focused on the right thing. You're not going to pick one thing out of that. You're already doing the one thing, I contend. Right now, there's a main focus of your life. Something somewhere. Every single day, your awareness is based on something. So instead of having all the stuff at the top that you're trying to manage, what we do is say, okay, well, listen, I'm a family person. I have to support my family. I want to be healthy and take care of myself too. So I got to take care of myself and I got to take care of my family. I have to earn a living. And that's one thing to me. That's one thing. It's not a bunch of things. That's what I'm going to do. So when I get up, my identity every single day is a family person who's going to make a great living and take care of myself too. There is no division in that. It all goes together. I don't kill myself at my job, so I mess up my family life. No, it's all the same thing. So the one thing, say, is I'm a healthy family guy who takes care of myself. That's it. The million and trillion things that are going on around me that I'm trying to manage, we now flip that funnel upside down. Sitting on the top of the funnel is I'm family person, and everything else is down below. This was a concept that was such an epiphany to them today when I kind of expressed it to them. I said, you're missing the point here. The stuff's always going to be there. It's either part of your power to drive you forward or it's distracting you from ever getting to what you want. So if you could just pick one identity, and you have to pick almost a transitional identity. This is something that I coined about 15 years ago where we're literally creating a person that we are temporarily that allows us to take all this crazy stuff, shove it down underneath us, and then we let bubble up what fits into our life. In other words, if you have 10,000 things that you're managing and you shove it down underneath the one thing, your family person driving through your day, taking care of yourself, then as things bubble up, the only things you deal with are what? The things that allow you to be a family person, allow you to make a good living, allow you to move forward, allow you to be happy, allow you to be healthy. That's it. You just let those things bubble up. If they don't fit, they don't bubble up. They just stay down. So quit managing everything. Just decide your identity, who you want to be, and then use all the things you have to work with as your tool to make your life better. Does this make any sense at all? Some of you go, yeah, it kind of does. This is a bad format to talk about this, but I cannot tell you how many times I've done this with people. And you got to really wrap your head around how you take everything and turn it into one. So if I left you with just kind of one thing today, it's like, What identity could you give yourself that would encompass everything that you are and want to be in one shot? And it could be just that simple. I'm a family guy. I make a great living. I take care of a lot of great people around the world. As long as I can get out of bed, be a good family guy, make a great living, and help you, my mission's done. Everything else comes under that. If you can wrap your head around that, you'll change your world tomorrow. Maybe today. I don't know. Well, listen, if you are digging this kind of thinking, you might want to talk to me. I am interviewing people in the Face Your Passion. That's what we're doing these days. I want a good fit. I want to take care of my people. So if you think, if you relate to me, then send a note to scott@motivationtomove.com. We'll get together. We'll talk. We'll see if this is a place for you.
Keep moving. Gotta get back up. What?